Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I'm Shari.
I am.
You are jiggly.
I am Ebony. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Looking extra titty-licious today, girl.
New year, new me.
All right, girl. You looking good. Your skin is glowing.
You know what? Let me tell you something. There's this one guy at work. I adore him because every time he walks past us, he's like, "Hey, my beautiful brown people." And I'd be like, "I'm finally a brown people. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody included me in the brown people.
Somebody
Thank
is
you, JB.
acknowledging your brown.
They are acknowledging my blackness." And I thank you, JB. Thank you. Because I'd be like, "Oh my God."
Because you swear you the blackest black person there ever was to
Yes,
be,
but
and you're so not.
I work thinking, hey, how are you doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, They get all that. They don't get all this. So thank you, motherfucker. Because I am black.
You is
Black.
crazy. You is crazy. Ooh, what you sipping on, girl? What you sipping on?
Listen, for the past 3 Tuesdays, except for last Tuesday, my husband has decided it's Taco Tuesday with margaritas.
Okay.
So he is taking a liking to margaritas. Even when we don't have the tacos, we have the margaritas. They be strong as hell, and my legs be getting thrown back. Because these margaritas be strong as hell.
So those is toss the legs back Margarita Tuesdays.
These throw your legs back, Ritas.
Throw your legs back, Ritas.
And I'm here for Tuesdays, okay?
Okay. Well, cheers to Tuesdays. Clink, 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 clink. I am having a white grape with a splash of vodka.
Know what? It's been so long since we've drank together.
I know. It's
We've been
been
on
so
water
long
for the
because we were
longest.
fasting and watering and being
Yes.
good and,
Yes.
but I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great
Good, good.
and everything. So girl, I'm about to go back to work.
You. Yay, you.
About to get my 2 weeks in. And then I just seen my March project. It's gonna be a great summer in Houston. It's gonna be a great summer in Houston. All I need is about two more gigs this year. Set for
You
the
said
rest
for
of
the
the
rest of the
year.
year?
I don't even need to go back to work. Don't even need to even think about work for another year.
Okay. All right.
So I'm like, let me go ahead and get this one. And then I seen the other one in my email today, and I was like, okay.
I might need to falsify some credentials so I might be able to get the job you got. Because, baby,
Listen,
I'm serious.
what's so funny is I used to teach the people how to do the stuff that I'm doing. So I could literally train you to do
Bitch, why?
what I'm
Why aren't
monitoring.
I trained? I will, if I heard how to do it 3 times, I know. Hold on,
You know
hold
how to do it.
on, hold on.
That is so funny. That is so funny. Because, I mean, I've never even thought about that. I could just train people how to do it myself, charge a fee. I could train people how to do it and charge a fee.
Yo, for real, because, and then I could just add that to my resume and apply for the job.
Could be.
Like, for real, I need to do that because I'm retiring, whether my husband knows it or not, after at least one car is paid off.
Oh,
Yeah, in
Oh, so
December.
that's what? That's 3 to 5
Three to five what? Months? No,
years.
bitch. One of these cars is about to be paid off in he's slow. It could have been paid off in December. He's slow playing. He's trying to drag it out because I've already told him my plans. So he's still making these payments. I'm like, what is the deal? Like, I'm trying to retire. And things come with retirement, I've been told. Like cooking and you know what? If you came to my house, you would be like, where's Ebony? What have you done with her? Because I have not been my cleany little self that I've been. I just been really trying to woosah and just living in
How you sign in a dirty environment? If
barely.
your environment, that means your pussy stinking right now, bitch.
Rich, no,
If
don't have
your
nothing.
environment is stank, that means your pussy stinking right now. If you, that
That
mean you
has
ain't taking
nothing
care of
to
home. You is not
no.
taking care of home.
It's just my room's still junky. The house is clean. My room is
Your
still
room is
junky.
junky, so you waking up to the filth. Bitch, you can't tell me your
No,
pussy
bitch.
clean.
It's
Your
daily.
pussy is your pussy is 1 day old
It's
laundry
more like cucumber
stank.
water and Vaseline.
That's been that has been
Yeah.
turned. Turned over. What did that man say? Turned over, overturned. That's what
What
it's
is the word? What's that goddamn saying that we used to been?
called. I know, damn it. But that's what it is right there. That shit right there.
No.
Whatever that saying is. Oh shit. I don't even remember what episode that was on either. So let's see, girl. Let's get into something around here. So let's talk about Shawnee.
Girl.
I just want to let's just get into some gossipy shit first before we get into this other stuff.
There's so much to gossip about. I just want to gossip, to be honest. There's just so much to gossip about.
Okay, so rapper, what's his name? Loose Cannon.
Loose cannon.
He claims that Shawnee Henderson was his sugar mama.
And for you guys who don't know who Shawnee Henderson is, that's Shawnee O'Neal. Okay. She ain't been Henderson that long.
She was married to Shaquille O'Neal. All right, gave him $50,000 to have sex with her 2 weeks before she got married to the good pastor.
And she bought him a watches. Like she was the AP watch. I heard that thing is like 43. It was on sale for
She
$43,000.
says she needs some good dick before she walk her ass down that aisle.
Listen, I don't know if she married him for clout or if he married her to say I married a woman, because I told you when we spoke about them before, there were alleged gay rumors surrounding him. Like he's got those, you know, not tendencies, but he has a lot of those rumors that
He's
have
a
been
Debo.
spread. Yeah. So, I don't know. And I've said this time and time again, and Shaq ain't never gonna be on here, so I don't got to worry about him not out of me, but blocking me, canceling, whatever the fuck. I don't know why anybody would have sex with Shaquille O'Neal anyway. He got a little dick for as big as he is. I don't know personally, but I do know someone who fucked him and was like,
I do know someone who fucked him. Well, his first baby mama. His
it was
first baby
like
mama,
trash.
her first cousin lived with us and lived with us when we lived in North Dakota. Not lived with us, but lived in North Dakota when we lived
Yeah.
there. And she came to visit when the baby was one, or she had, it was like right after she had had the baby, his first daughter, not by Shawnee, of course, but she had came to visit, and she kept saying that, "Oh, you're never gonna believe who my cousin is," and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, "Yo, you know how you don't be believing
Right.
stuff? You be like, girl, whatever. You ain't no Shaquille O'Neal baby mama, like whatever." And then
Correct.
so fast forward. Sometime, well, we had a conversation then about tall men. Everybody always thinking that tall men got big dicks. So we had that conversation. Okay, so
That's
keep
a
in
myth.
mind, keep in mind that girl, that kid, fast forward to the 2000s, because this was like the 90s, the late 90s when I was in North Dakota. So fast forward to the 2000s, there's when all these celebrity shows and stuff are coming out. They're like, oh, talking about Shaquille O'Neal's kids and everything. And so that daughter pops up. And of course, I follow the mom and her on Instagram, because I've been knowing who they are for so long. And the daughter picture pop up, and I was like, and then I was like, oh, he the tall dude with the little bitty ass dick.
And it's like this also. No, I wasn't there, and allegedly,
I'm
it's
just
quick and
saying,
it's slow a
that's
little.
a we ain't never even shared this conversation together, and we just the stories are paralleling.
Yeah, and the person that told me, I think I might have just been a victim of the hearing shit. I wasn't even supposed to hear it. I would just happen to be in a room. And she was like, girl, it was trash. And I was like, oh, do, do, do. Trash. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but I know we skipped. But he, the only, I think the only, well, from what I gathered, was the only reason why. I don't understand why they outed her, that couple, the girlfriend. What's the girlfriend's name? Loose Cannon's girlfriend, fiance. I don't know. I
Don't
guess
know her
maybe
name.
he was upset that Shaq had reached out to her because they're engaged, and so Shaq had told her congratulations, and he I don't know if he was upset about it, but I don't know why they would out Shawnee. Like, what's the purpose? Like, who cares? Like, I think she's smart. I think she deserves more credit than what people give her for just the basketball wives. I think that if my sorry ass little dick, quick nutting ass husband allegedly would have been cheating on me with all these random bitches, I would have been taking some money and putting it somewhere else too. So into some accounts in the Cayman Islands allegedly.
Even if I had a celebrity husband, I'm putting some money away, period. Just anyway. Like,
Exactly.
if you are married to a celebrity,
About
if you're
embezzling
married to
money.
anyone, forget that. If you're married to anyone, I don't care who they are, you should be putting a little money away.
Yo, when this man over here gets paid, I ain't never got no money. I don't care if we get paid on the same day. I ain't got it. What you got? Can I have, please? Can you send me? I take Cash App, Zelle, and EBT. It don't matter. All of it.
Yeah, so I'm just like, and that goes for men too. Like, don't just be sitting over here giving. You need to have you a little something on the side too, because like
Yeah.
it's just a must. And I don't think it's being facetious or anything. It's making sure that you're taken care of, because ultimately people are going around this world not thinking about themselves.
Ooh, no, I disagree. I think people in
They're
this day and
not.
age are thinking way about themselves.
No. They're financial selves. They're not thinking about their
Oh,
financial selves.
financially, no. I
Yeah, they're
think,
not thinking of their
yeah.
financial selves. They're
They're
not.
not, I don't even think, I think people are in the now saving. Who? No one's doing that. People are spending money. Spending money. They just want to be seen, and they want to be seen in Bali and Dubai and all these places that are great. They just are spending the money on travel. Why you can't take it with you? What you saving money for? But it ain't my business. I'm just saying, if you got it, spend it. Because what are you saving it for? You can't take it with you.
You can't.
You're not earning that interest on it in the savings account like you think you should. I trust me, you're not. Spend that shit. Anyway, that's another TED talk for another time.
That's something else. That's nothing. But anyway, back to Shawnee.
Oh, and one other
So,
thing about Shawnee. I'm sorry. Listen,
okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is totally off the subject, but She has the squarest fucking head I've ever seen. Some people should just not wear long weaves. Go back to your short haircut that has this down and taper and all that, because that square face is not cute. I do not. She has the funniest looking head shape. She's just not cute. She's smart, but I guess when you smart, you get gay, alleged gay men and little dick men. I'm glad I'm not so smart.
You glad you're not so smart?
Yeah, because my man. Anyway, go ahead. I'm having too much margaritas.
It's time. It's time to put them lids back.
Jesus. Go ahead.
Listen, so we're gonna do a little kink. We talked about our first little kink for the year. I think we probably have, but whatever. We gonna act like
Who
we
cares?
didn't.
This day one of the new year.
Albinophilia.
Ooh, already got this.
What kink is this?
Albinophilia. Okay. This has something to do with the innards of the vagina and I don't know, but it's something about the inside of the vagina feel you. Somebody likes to feel the inside of the vagina. That's what I'm going with.
And you're going to be wrong.
Damn. You will say you don't have
Yeah, no, you're gonna be wrong. Move up a little north to the belly button area. This
who
is
likes
people
fucking.
that have fetishes and are obsessed and love belly buttons. They love licking them, eating things off of them, drinking from them, taking shots from them, fingering them, tonguing them.
I think I got that.
You think you got that?
I do. I think I got that. I think I have that.
Albinophilia.
I do have it. I do because I be loving
Bitch, your
elbows,
damn fetish
asshole.
resume is growing.
I said, wait, I didn't say, I said elbows, assholes, and eyeballs. But I do like the belly button. So I have albinophilia, that
Yeah. Albinophilia.
albinophilia. Ooh, yeah.
It's spelled like albinophilia. So yeah.
I don't like that spelling.
It's
I thought it was
spelled
like
just like the
albino,
man's name.
like the soap
No.
lotion.
No, it's like the man's name, Alvin.
I like it. I like it. You
All
know,
right.
have you ever smelled a bad belly button?
Maybe like on a kid, but not like an adult.
Ooh, I have. I have. Ooh,
Like what?
his name was
What does that smell like?
it smelled like the same as the back of the ear smell. You know how like when people be having those earrings in there or when they do the
Wait,
clean
time
earrings?
out. Oh wait, time out. Oh, time out. Is this like the shit story? Was you going down on him and then and the belly button caught you?
This is almost like this shit
Oh
story.
my gosh, bitch, you
Why does
have
everything
the
always happen to me?
worst story with like body fluids and shit.
I don't know why, because I have a nose like a bloodhound, so I don't know why anybody would even. Anyway, so this is it. Picture it. Fairfax, 2010.
Okay.
I'm over there at KB House. I can't even think of his last KJ. KJ House. And I'm like, ooh, but we had done this before, like kissing and the foreplay thing. So I think this was just an off day. Anyway, so I'm like kissing. Well, no. He was like, why are you sniffing me? I was like, something ain't right around. What's going on with your belly button? Like, what's wrong with it? I didn't taste it. I just smelt it. And he was like, what you mean? And I was like, smell that. This is what your belly button smell like. And he was like, you wash your belly button? And I was like, you don't wash your belly button? And he
And
was
you
like,
still
no.
fucked them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Of all the dicks, that's probably a top 10 dick. I ain't gonna lie. He's probably in the top five
Oh
of dicks.
my gosh.
So absolutely I did. I just went and got a little, hey, you got some alcohol and a cotton ball? So yeah, okay, go get that. I'll clean it out and carry on. And action. Yes. No, one little stanky belly button.
Sanitized them.
Yeah, one little stanky
Cleaned
belly button
it
don't stop no show.
and then got on the dick.
And carried on.
I could not even imagine a grown ass man, a
Yeah.
grown ass man, not
Yeah.
cleaning his fucking belly button.
I did it. I clean it for him. I don't care. Now that is something I will clean if you working with that Aveline. Baby, I can't even do that. I couldn't think of no other word to rhyme with it. But honey, no, that meant no. I think that's that Panama. His mama was from Panama. And the daddy was black. And he had a big old nose too. And I thought, ooh, I know. He was not doing, he did not have a shack. Okay, he did not have a shack. He had more like a, what's that other player on him? It's Ibaka. What's his name? On the Thunder. He used to Thunder. He don't play anymore.
Chewbacca.
No, nigga. I'm sure his name was not Chewbacca. I
Ivanka.
don't know who was that either.
Ivanka.
Whatever it was, he was packing him. Him. It was nice. Hey, KJ, I hope you are doing well, and I hope that the person that you are knocking down is pleased. And I hope that you, if you took anything from the time we spent together, I hope you are keeping your belly button clean.
That's some shit. That's some
Ooh.
shit. And if you saw him today, you would probably ask him, or you would probably walk up to him and stick your finger in there and be like,
I absolutely I would. That I would be like, oopsie. I would stick my little finger in there to see if it's I
that
would.
sexual harassment? I feel like that's sexual harassment, especially now that you have declared that is a new fetish of yours
Yo, let me just say
in your
this.
Rolodex of fetishes.
If Oklahoma, Milwaukee, North Dakota, Savannah, if any of them states talk about they can go ahead and bring out civil lawsuits against somebody, I'm probably gonna be on the list. I'm probably gonna be on the list of people getting somebody trying to take something from me. I ain't got it. I'm like Tasha K say, I ain't got it.
Oh, she's got more drama.
Girl.
But we'll talk about that. We're gonna talk about that next episode.
Word. But I
Next
got it. I
episode.
mean, I ain't got it. But definitely I'm gonna be on that. Please, for the love of God, nobody. And I wanna bring up something else too. I'm sorry. But
Girl, air your laundry. Come,
I
come,
do, because I have
come,
a problem. I didn't get to say it last
come.
week because I was under the
Is
weather.
there one?
I have a problem with that damn Angela, Rye. Talk about my man, Chris Cuoco, then said something inappropriate. Which, if you don't get off my this Beyonce internet line, like, look, did nobody ask you for that? I don't even believe it. So she can tell them about somewhere else. I'm convinced that's why Kamala left her, because she was full of lies. She a fat Faison lie, and I ain't got time for it. Okay, that's what you're not gonna do, Miss Rye. Is get on here and tell some old fibs on old Christopher. That's what you're not gonna do.
Not your Christmas, honey.
Not my Christopher, not my man. I ain't watched CNN since they fired him. You done lost a
Honey.
loyal watcher. And what she not gonna do was get on here. I saw that. Baby, it's
I
in my
sent
breath
that when
away.
I sent that to you, I said, oh, she gonna die. This bitch gonna die.
I listen, I saw that and I was literally like, oh my God. I was that took my breath away. Like I literally had to hit my inhaler pump. I could not believe that she would
You
fix
was
her no lip
crazy.
having ass to say something about old Christopher. How dare she? Just trying to catch clout. Every time I turn around, she just, you are not saving the community by bringing Christopher down. She now, what for what? Who asked her that? Who asked you? Nobody. Hell.
That's one of them. Why are you at the grown folks' table?
Exactly. Go, why are you even in the house? Go, why are you even here, really? Who called for you? Who shook your chain? Who told you to come around here? I do not. I'm so disgusted with her. Like, I was on her side, like, Black Power, be this, Black Power, that. But now, she can save. I don't even want to hear nothing Black Power out of her mouth.
And you had to have a sip off of that one.
I did, because she, that, I've been holding that in. We're almost in tears over here because that really made me feel a way. I don't like it. I don't.
Bitch, not you had to just breathe out.
I did because that I'm infuriated. It's one now, it's one you can talk about all the men you want to, but you're not gonna talk about him with his fine self, you know. Ooh, now. He gives me a little shiver on my tibbles. I love him. And what you not know, you're not gonna play with Chris. You're not gonna play with Chris Cuomo. Now you can carry on with this show. I've said all I've got to say. She is not, you're not gonna do that.
Girl, you had like your whole, like you had a whole special right there.
Listen, because I don't even remember what she said he said, but I don't believe it. You looking good in that thing? What she said? It don't matter because he didn't say it. And I'm appalled that she would even say that he fixed his lips to use that kind of terminology. He don't even talk like that with me. So I know he ain't said that to her. Her little
You don't
frail
think so?
ass. Baby, it looked like a stick in a swimsuit. Ain't nobody, he ain't said that. He ain't said that. So don't I ain't worry about it. Go ahead. Carry on. Because he ain't said that. It ain't nobody on this God's green earth gonna make me believe it.
You
Ooh.
is, oh, who you looking at?
Yes.
Who can't? Oh,
Hey.
you about to be gone, bitch.
Okay, here now. Look, my back, the leg thrown back is not gonna be a problem tonight.
Bitch, I don't even know what to say. That one looks all pretty and fruity and stuff.
Jeez. Holy, I thought it was gonna get, and I wanna get lit tonight. Tonight is the
Oh,
night.
'cause you off tomorrow.
Tonight is the night. Yeah.
Yeah, you about to get turned tonight. You might lose your virginity.
Ooh, it's been Girl, keep going because you're going to make me get off the wall. I already feel like. I feel like this is almost one of those Bombay nights. Go ahead, girl, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Well,
My
it's
eyes
your
getting red.
turn.
I can
It's
feel it.
a little say my name, say my name.
Say
It's
my name.
that time. Say my
Okay.
name, say my name. Hey, I can't see your face.
Okay, say my name, say my name. Ooh, okay. Okay, this one starts off with Tony Michaels. Say my whole name. LOL. Okay, Tony Michaels. I haven't
Hey,
just I
Tony
haven't I don't
Michael.
know if this is a man or a woman yet. We're about to find out. I've been writing in for 2 years and I hope you get to me. How'd this one fall through the cracks? Say my whole name, Tony Michaels. So I've been married for 4 years and my husband has gotten the urge to insert different objects in my anal area and or my vagina. It was fun at first, but now it's getting irritating. Please help me find a solution to the madness or softer objects to insert. Tony Michaels. Excuse
Tony Michaels, you love having objects inserted in your ass because if you did not, that second part of that help me out advice said or softer items.
So that's the irritation. They are irritated because the objects are too hard. So what different objects? Okay. A banana would be too squishy. Ooh, you could do gummy worms and
Oh my gosh, do you know how messy
blisters.
that would be? Get sucking those out of there. That sounds sexy right there. Put the
Oh, you
gummy
eating a
worm in
Twizzler out the
there.
booty?
And... Ooh, okay.
Well, I'd be
No,
afraid
not
now.
the booty. I was thinking about the vagina.
Oh,
Sorry.
why'd that go straight to the ass? Because I'm like, I was like, that could be dangerous. Ain't no telling what's gonna come off that Twizzler, honey. You gonna have a chocolate Twizzler? And I don't know about
No, I no. I meant the vagina.
that.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. You could do the pineapples on the clitoris if she got a belly. What else? Oranges.
Wouldn't that sting?
Oranges. I mean, you put it in there like on the shape, like the orange shape. Oh, orange slices. Ooh, I like orange slices. What else? I don't never heard of people eating food out the vagina. I mean, I have, but it's not. Guess you can have
Peaches.
sushi, peaches,
Yeah,
peaches, and
I've
you can
done
put those
peaches
both
before.
places.
Yeah, I've done peaches before. Because
This
it
is
was on
that.
Real Sex back in the day. It was on Real Sex
That's
and
a
I tried
question.
it.
That's kind of a question for Corey for the booty part of it. Because I don't know if he wants or likes eating stuff out of people's but booty holes. But look, Tony Michaels, this is what I say. If you can cook it and it's firm enough to go in any of those places so it don't break down bad and don't give you a yeast infection or something or fuck with your booty hole, put it in there and just try it out and just make sure you rinse real good. You might have to little do a booty dush, a fleet. I get do a fleet. Do that fleet so you can be all cleaned out. You don't want no residue. Dang, I wish I could remember that little contraption that cord on here that you hook to the shower thing and you clean out, you insert in your booty, and it's like a dish for the booty, but you clean with the shower. You need one of them. Y'all could be doing that kind of stuff. But I'm excited for you. And so I hope that you find all of the pleasure that you want. Ooh, you can do s'mores.
Marshmallows, you mean?
No, I mean s'mores.
That's got crackers in it and chocolate.
Okay. Do a sundae then. Do a sundae. With the cherry. Oh, this is what I got. You can do a sundae if you laying on your stomach and your booty is perched up. And in that crack, You can cut the banana. You can do the ice creams. You can have the caramel stuff. You can have the chocolate stuff, the syrups, and then you can have the whipped cream. And they can go to town.
I cannot believe you are doing, you're painting a whole picture.
I did. And did you see it? Could you see it? Because that, I mean, if I ate the booty like that, I would be like, I would do it. But I'm not really into that. So, I mean, I'll toss a salad or two, but what y'all talking about doing over there? Y'all in the league, y'all own. Y'all in the league, y'all's own. So, but yeah, a nice Sunday. I think that would be nice and hot. That would be kind of, I would watch it. If y'all made a movie and sent it, I would watch y'all do that.
Yeah, I watch it too.
And I would probably want a Sunday afterwards. Like, I wouldn't even be grossed out by what I've seen.
It just depends on what they look like, what that ass look
I'd be,
like.
oh, that's every, ooh, what y'all look like?
Well, I
What do y'all look like? Because
don't
that really is the
know. It can
question.
make you never want to see a Sundae ever again in your life, you know, if it's bad
Yo,
enough.
that
You could be like,
is
fuck ice cream. Fuck it. I'll never want to see a fucking ice cream again ever
stuck ice
again.
cream, bananas, whipped cream, cherries, chocolate
Yeah, it could
sauce,
ruin
all of
you. It
that.
could ruin you.
Oh man. So what? Okay, listen, from here on out, anybody who sends to say my name, Ebonites, y'all gotta include a picture. Cause I got to know what y'all look like. Y'all have to include a picture with y'all stuff because y'all could be
That's why
these.
they're supposed to be anonymous.
They're not anonymous if they say my name. I can see them. I'm not gonna throw them to the world. But when I so when I open up the message, I can be like, oof, y'all now. Oof. I got these monsters asking for advice. Jesus, help them. Yeah, because listen, I've been honestly, I have not even been given bad advice lately. Because any other time I'd be like,
Really
you know, fuck
haven't.
it, who cares? I have not been given, I've been soul searching and trying to get, but this is the last of it. This is the last advice I'm giving that's actually good. Next week, I'm telling y'all to go fuck yourself. I don't care. I'm not giving out good advice. So I've been helping y'all say, please be nice, fuck that. That's over with and done. I'm going back to how it's been. 2023, I gave y'all a motherfucking chance. You know, I've been nice. I tried to, you know, listen to the people who said be nice, and not even people who are not even liking and subscribing to us. So who cares? Now, I'm not doing it no more. I'm about to be back to my old self. So come with your questions and expect some shitty advice.
I would like to say this is the first time you ever admitted that your advice is shitty, and I'm taking it and I'm running with it. It's your
Bitch, that's
words.
not what the fuck I said.
Yes, you did. Oh,
No, it's
yes,
not.
you did.
I said all
Yes, you
this shitty
did.
advice, yeah, all this nice advice I've been giving, instead of telling people to go fuck their husband's dad and all that shit that I usually would do, I have not done. That's the best advice I could ever give somebody. I haven't been doing that. I've been trying to be PC, politically correct. I'm not doing that shit no more. So if you want to fuck your old man's grandpa because you saw his thing come hanging out of his drawers, I'm gonna tell
His
you to do it.
thing. Slide up on Grandpa.
Exactly.
Slide
So
up on it.
if you like the way
A
his
little
mama look
accident.
and you push her into the bathroom, you start eating her coochie, that's on you. I'm not gonna tell you not to do it. Enjoy yourself. You only live once. YOLO, as the young folks would say. I don't know what they're saying now, but shit, that matches still now to this day.
That is freaking hilarious, girl. You is
Exactly.
crazy.
I'm going back to what I said. Do what
Okay.
makes you feel good. I don't care what it is. If it's, I don't care what it is. As long as you're not hurting anyone, physically hurting, who cares about a couple broken hearts? They'll heal, move on, shit, bye. Go.
All right. Well, with that being said, I think that's the best piece of advice to end the show on. Ebony, go ahead and give us
God
our
damn.
closing.
Like,
Yes,
it's that time
bitch.
already?
Bitch, it's that time. Now, she told y'all in 2024 she was gonna know this closing by heart.
It ain't the end of 2024 yet. I updated it. That's why I don't know it. So hold on, y'all, because I updated it. And talk
This
amongst
bitch gonna
yourself.
say the same shit. She gonna say the same shit, y'all. Don't believe nothing
I'm
that she
not.
says.
I'm
She
not.
still the
This
same
gonna be
lying
the same.
hoe she done
Well, can I
always
fucking say
been,
it?
y'all.
Can I fucking say it? You can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Leave us a message. We welcome the feedback and comments and show ideas and Ebonites. You know how I adore your advice requests. So keep them coming. Okay, now listen. We are not your wham bam, thank you ma'ams. Okay? We deserve a callback. We deserve to be on the regular rotation. So y'all need to be following us on YouTube. Y'all need to be selecting that notification bell. Y'all need to be liking, subscribing, and sharing and talking about us. Like you shouldn't even be able to get through your day without saying, have y'all watched Naturally Unbothered podcast? Have
Exactly.
y'all heard of Ebony? Do y'all know who Ebony is? And Shari, do y'all know who Shari is? Have y'all heard these names before? If not, y'all need to be watching us and listen. We on everything. There's no reason why y'all shouldn't be listening on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, wherever you are listening to podcasts. You should be listening to us. All these people, they listen to us first, and then they're making their shows around ours. I need y'all to know this. They're copying us because we the little people. Y'all need to like, share, and subscribe because, again, I'm in a regular rotation. When I was single, I was in a regular rotation for the booty call. I didn't just go there one night. I was in about 4 3 nights a week. Okay? So I need y'all to do it like that too. So if you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, if you are looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, please www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com and click that merch link. Please tell your whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered. Oh, and also, if y'all want me to make an ice cream sundae, call 205-308-8304. That is 205-308-8304, and I will make a sundae right here with the two little bananas and the ice cream. In the
I cannot. No more drinks for you. You are done, bitch. You are so done. Y'all, until next time, it's been another great episode of Naturally Unbothered. I need to get this bitch to sleep. Peace.